Park City Transit Director Kent Cashel's job has gotten a whole lot more complicated, especially since regional planning for transit has expanded, with the Mountain Accord and other proposals that require more regional collaboration, like the One Wasatch. The issue has suddenly compounded, says Cashel, and is no longer confined by city limits.
This wasn't driven by a need to begin planning, because we've been doing that for a long time. I mean, I took a look at the plans on my desk this morning. I've got over 700 pages of transportation plans that I'm currently responsible for implementing. But this changing environment requires a constant realignment of those plans with the environment. And so what we came up with was an internal realignment of public works in order to give me this time to do more planning.
So Cashel will hand off some of his day-to-day transit operations and move from the Public Works Department to the MARSAC building. With realignments and switching around some staff, Cashel says it should all work more efficiently.
I will be giving up my day-to-day operational responsibility for parking, fleet, and transit, and that will move over to Blake Fonsbeck, who's currently our operations manager in Public Works. He's responsible for streets, parks, golf, and building maintenance. And in order to give him time to take on these additional responsibilities, he's passing his responsibility for streets to water. And that made a lot of sense for us because if you think about it, all the distribution infrastructure that water has lays beneath streets.
The overall impact to the budget of moving around and adding one more city position is about $100,000. City Manager Diane Foster says it's worth it, even in an uncertain budget year due to the legal dispute between the two ski resorts and what that could mean for sales tax revenue. She says the city has plenty of contingency plans in place, and aside from that, transit has rapidly become one of the top priorities as congestion becomes an ever-growing pressure.
You know, over the years, transportation is always an element of other pieces, right? It's always related to Main Street or to something, a new, you know, Bonanza Park happening. But right now, transportation is the issue. If you talk to people in the community, if you think about what potential we could have with One Wasatch, you connect seven ski resorts, and we may or may not have some public transportation solution in addition to that with Mountain Accord. We're looking at significant increases in skier visits, and if we don't have a transportation solution that is both well thought out and as well as regionally thought out, we're going to be in trouble.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster, along with Transit Director Kent Cashel. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.